even with all the new and higher taxes imposed last year, Connecticut will still wind up with a deficit. That's the word from the Office of Fiscal Analysis, which projects a deficit of $150 million. State officials have ordered agencies to cut their spending. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Andrew Rohrabach, a member of the Legislative Finance Committee, believes this latest projection is tied to the recent Moody's downgrade of Connecticut's obligation bonds.
They understand that we haven't bitten the bullet and made the hard decisions that will make us creditworthy into the future.
A spokesperson for Governor Malloy says the governor has not yet analyzed this latest deficit projection from the Office of Fiscal Analysis. Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.